Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off. Welcome back to another Friday Quickie with yours truly, Julie. I've been really thinking a lot about just how every experience builds on one another. And we often look back at our dating and relationship history and look at what didn't work as failures. And, you know, we want to learn from our mistakes so we don't repeat the same missteps again, because we want something to actually work out, damn it. Of course we do. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of doing this type of work, the reflection, the accountability, all that. But for this Quickie, I want to actually focus on the opposite, looking at what did work from every situation, even if it didn't result in your lifelong partner. Because I truly do believe that every experience is a building block for that great relationship that's yet to come. So I guess to put it into terms, I wanted to look at my quick history and kind of see how every experience built on each other. In my early 20s, my relationships were more sexual. I say relationships in quotes. They were definitely more casual. I'd say we go out to the bars with our friends, then hit each other up at the end of the night. And, you know, this wasn't the fulfilling relationship, but it did start to give me more confidence and comfort while dating. And, you know, as someone that identifies as a later bloomer, I would say, like, I kind of got into dating more in my 20s. This was really important for me to, like, even see myself in a sexual way. So, you know, at this stage, I was, like, perfectly okay with this type of relationship as I was building other parts of my life. Ultimately, it wasn't what I wanted. And of course, like, eventually I outgrew this stage. But I think having this stage really was pivotal to, like, getting me to the next one. And yeah, in my late 20s, I definitely started to open up a bit more, be more open to wanting a relationship. But I fell for people who didn't fully return my sentiment. They'd hook up with me and date me, but they would never fully commit to me. I was the queen of situationships before situationships was a word. And this showed me that at least I could open my heart to another person. And I was more open to a relationship than I had before. So I also learned, like, hard lessons in this stage of life to take people's words at face value. Like, when someone told me they didn't want a relationship and started trying to change and prove myself worthy, I learned to say, okay, like, we're not aligned. I'm going to move on, instead of, you know, try to change someone into wanting what I wanted. And the most attractive quality was someone who also reciprocated the feelings for me. And then, yeah, in my early 30s, like, I met the person that I thought was the one. It was my first time in my life that I just felt so connected to another person and they felt the same about me. This was, like, my first I love you, my first big love, you know, someone I loved completely selflessly, at the detriment even of sometimes putting their needs ahead of my own. But I did see that I was able to love in a way that I just didn't even know was possible before, and that I was a pretty damn good girlfriend. This relationship wasn't the stable, healthy relationship I ultimately needed and wasn't meant for the long haul, but it did teach me so much about love and just how to be there for another person and see what I really brought to the table too as a partner. So again, you can see how all these experiences are building on each other. And then, yeah, in my late 30s, I just got more comfortable with myself and my own needs and put that at the forefront when dating. In that early 30s relationship, a lot of times I was walking on eggshells, afraid to state my needs because I didn't want him to leave because, you know, this was the first time I found this love. But in my 30s, I put myself first. I put myself at the forefront. And clearly, dateable was a big part of that. But all these experiences, I needed all of these to build on one another to get to that stage. And, you know, by doing that, I learned what I needed. I got more confident. I ultimately found a partner that not only was I in love with, but would be that rock and support system that I needed. And, you know, this was the first time I finally met someone who could be my life partner, who was in it and committed just as much as I was. But this all took time. Like, looking back, like, it was a very gradual path. Like, it didn't feel linear at the time, but looking back, I can see how everything built on one another. And, you know, there were tons of first date situationships that went nowhere and a lot of heartbreak in between, but everything got me to where I am today. Every single situation I was in. And I'm so grateful for that looking back on it now. And, you know, I remember after every breakup just thinking like, I'll never find someone that I'm this connected to or that I have this much chemistry with or even gets me the way that this person does. And every time, no fail, I found someone that understood me better, that was, you know, a deeper connection. Like, it was all gradually increasing, even though things didn't feel like they were clicking at the time. I was still maybe not like the forever partner, but I kept getting closer. And that's what I encourage people to think about when things aren't going their way is, you know, maybe you've been on a string of dates that didn't actually lead to a relationship, but maybe the quality of the person is getting more in line with who you ultimately want to be with. That's a win. All of this is a win if we can look at it. So if you're feeling stuck right now, I really encourage you to look back at your own history and how you've grown because, yeah, while I don't know you personally, I will bet your experiences have built on each other in one way or another. And I promise the best is yet to come. It really is because it's all building on each other and you'll be able to look back and see how you've grown through all of these experiences. So hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully it gave a little optimism and hope that, you know, the person is around the corner. You're getting closer. Even if it doesn't feel like you're on the right path, you are. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep evolving. Keep looking at how everything builds on one another, how you're growing, all of it. And if you need some extra support too, like, we're really excited that we are reopening our Finding Your Person program. This is our pride and joy. We love this program. We use a lot of the tactics we've learned from doing Dateable for 8 years that's helped us get to the place we are, but also, you know, countless daters that have gone through this program and, you know, other people that we've modeled it after that we talk to on the podcast. So if you're looking for, you know, something to keep you going, to just to kind of connect all the dots and to help you get to that next level, to meet that, you know, emotionally available person you so desire, highly recommend checking it out. You can go to our website. All the details are there. We are reopening on Sunday for early bird members. You can join that wait list now. Okay, great. And we'll link it all in the show notes too, so you can always go there. Perfect. Well, hope everyone has a great rest of the day. Stay hopeful out there and have a great weekend. Bye.